This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview,
will you wait for Willie? That was the great one to get your lips all moving around.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers?
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
Wherever you're listening in, thanks a lot for your time, folks. Listening in anywhere around the world, we appreciate. And whatever way you're listening in, whether it's live or to our first repeat of the show at 5 p.m. or listening in on the podcast, whatever way you're consuming Kelly and Company, thanks a lot. Rummy and I and the team appreciate your valuable time, certainly. We're here weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. And as we work our way towards the end of the September already, Rummy, now,
it is. Yeah.
You do feel the change, not just because fall landed upon us, right?
Yeah.
Not because Labor Day, like I was saying, yeah, it's a new year. And you were saying, no. You feel the change, though, the seasonal difference as we march towards. I'm not supposed to say it.
Don't do it.
No.
Give us a few more weeks at least.
Can I say it? Oh, no, no. Then you'll tell me. No, don't say it
after Halloween.
You'll jinx Halloween. Don't do it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the fall brings so many really interesting things and lots of really cool events that are really important because they have that element of getting people involved, but also fundraising. Brave individuals will challenge themselves and change some lives by harnessing up and rappelling down a building in downtown Toronto to raise funds for children and youth with physical disabilities. Joining us now to talk about Easter Seals Drop Zone event, which we've spoken before on the program about, is Lauren Squizzato, Development Manager for the GTA and the Event Manager for Drop Zone. Lauren, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, let's get into these big time questions. Now, this one is tremendously important. I'd really need you to be serious with me on this one. Are you scared of heights?
I've done the drop zone because I was afraid of heights, and I did a taller building than the one we're actually doing it now, so I'm not afraid of heights anymore.
Oh, piece of cake then. Okay.
Awesome.
So this building is easy. It's not as scary.
Yeah. So this is great. You're giving us some insight on what you did compared to what's going on this year, but how long has the drop zone event been around for? We've featured you guys in the event a few times on the show.
It's been happening since 2005. It started in Halifax, and then we picked it up in Ontario in 2007.
Okay. So, again, we mentioned this building not quite as tall, but what is all entailed with the drop zone when people hear it and say, what the heck? Who's getting dropped from where and what?
I think they get nervous at first. A lot of people come to me and because they want to conquer their fears or because they have a relationship with Easter Seals or it's affected their lives in a certain way. We actually have people that rappel down the building in their wheelchair or in their equipment. They like the thrill. We have people who have done it 5 years in a row at the same building. So it's just a really big thrill for them. They get to fundraise money for Easter Seals.
That's really amazing. So when you say that and we think of someone rappelling in their wheelchair, can you give us an idea of what happens? What's this morning into the day? How long does the event run? And as we've mentioned, we've had involvement with it on the show. We've had participants on the show before, but refresh people's memory.
So it starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 2nd. It will run till about 4 p.m. We usually give about a half an hour for rappellers to do their on-site training, get harnessed, and then make their way up to the roof. And then that includes the rappel time down. We can never really give an accurate timing depending on how fast someone is to rappel down. If you're really scared, you go really slow. If you're comfortable with it, you go really fast. And once they hit the ground, they do a photo of with our two Easter Seals ambassadors with this big I did it sign, and they're on their way.
That's awesome. And yeah, we know the fundraising parts and raising money for Easter Seals. How has it evolved over the years, would you say, Lauren? Like, was it like this when you started in 2005?
Honestly, I think it was bigger when we first started. Now, I think we have very dedicated repellers who have continued to keep doing it. Sometimes it's a bit difficult to find new repellers. Just because it is such a kind of scary event. So that's kind of what we've been working on lately. And we have one really big new corporate team this year from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So we're very excited to see them repel.
Hmm. When you're searching out, obviously, supporters or people to get on it and give it a shot and do some fundraising and come out maybe a team from a workplace, from the people who have done it, what are some of the things that you guys use to say to try to get people to be comfortable? Because from my understanding, most people get the bugs when they're getting ready to go over. When that position to go over the wall and get into position, because it's an awkward, human beings don't do this kind of position.
I use this line all the time, is that we have our Easter Seals ambassadors that do this. And act as a superhero for Easter Seals. Most they have a disability and they're able to rappel down with a smile on their face. Mm. So if they can do it, really anyone can do it.
Because it can be, I'm sure, a lot of fun. Do people tend to want to go sooner than later? Like, I would almost wonder, okay, so if you see people doing it or you experience or talk to somebody, hey, man, how'd it go? Oh, I'm scared to death. If you are able to have that kind of access to people, do you think the people, when they come to do it the first time, would rather, I want some time to watch people, or no, let me go first because I'm leaving if I don't do it before 10?
I get a lot of morning requests to go first spot in the morning so that they can get it over with. And then I think they like to watch other people to be like, haha, I just did that. No, you don't.
Exactly.
So I do get a lot of morning requests. It's very rare that I get an afternoon request, but I mean, people have to go in the afternoon if there's space. So.
No, that would be me, eh, Ramya? I'd be the big shot, go first thing in the morning and everybody else that comes out, man, that was nothing, was it? Oh, I was really scared. Why? I'd act like
first,
a big shot.
First people get fresh ropes and fresh harnesses.
Ooh. So.
That is actually a good reason to go first, okay? So how many people did you say are participating this year?
We're going to have 45 people rappelling this year.
Wow. That's still pretty great, though, because, I mean, it's more, like you said, an intimate group, but it's still a really great turnout for everything that we've been experiencing for the past little while.
Yeah, it's an intimate group, and everyone, like, a lot of them kind of know each other, so, like, their family members will come and watch, and we're obviously not trying to draw a big crowd, but they get to bring their family, they get to see it, and it's comfortable. It's not like we've had years where it's been very, very busy. And you may not hear the announcer give out the facts about the participant coming down. So at least this year they'll be able to hear their little fanfare below.
What when you look at what you're looking for, like you say, it's a very intimate group, kind of gets into it. Everybody knows each other. But let's look out for those of us listening and saying, I want to contribute. I can't go there. I'm not going to. How? What's the funding? What is the amount, the target of donations you guys would like to have, or what's it usually average around? And obviously taking as much as you guys can collect, what can people do to help out that way? And what's our target?
So our target this year is $70,000. You can go to EasterSeals.org to make a donation. That would obviously help us very much. But our core group of repellers is actually doing very well, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to hit that target.
That's really incredible. Tell us when and where this is taking place for anyone who's curious.
Yeah, if anyone wants to walk by, I'd be happy to explain to them what we're doing. It's on October 2nd, this Saturday, from 10 to 4, and it's at 175 Bloor Street East, which is the Choice Properties head office building.
What's the funds raised? What kinds of programs and where's the money going?
The fundraiser goes directly to Easter Seals for two reasons: to send Easter Seals kids to our fully accessible camps, as well as our mobility and accessibility funding program. So getting kids their wheelchairs, walkers, commodes, bath lifts.
You know, the target is a wonderful amount to reach for. Can we talk a little bit about the struggle when we look at guys? Obviously, we'll take what we can get. We're happy to have you there. We're happy to take your donation. But I think some of us may not even really stop to think about how tough things were over the pandemic time. Can you address that?
It's been different. I think fundraising in general is different, and there's new ways to do it now with technology. But it put all of our fundraising events on hold, most of them anyway, that weren't able to go virtual. So, I mean, it hasn't been easy. Of course, if we could make $200,000 on this event, we would love to. But we do have to remain realistic of the time and of what people have to give. We're just really happy that we have the Repellers support that we do this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that intimate group is really important.
Yeah, I do have to shout out one of, in particular, Andrew Nielsen. He's raised over $42,000 on his own.
Oh my gosh.
He does drop zone. Yes, it's amazing. He does drop zone. I think he's done it 5 times now. But he's a true Easter Seals superhero.
Yeah, and that is what you were saying, right? The loyal climbers, Repellers, and donors who are coming back every year, because at this kind of tough time, you will most likely go back to what you've been supporting, even if it is difficult to maybe find some new outlets for support. And tell us where we can learn more and where we can go for more to donate.
Yeah, you can go to easterseals.org to make a donation. And if you want more information on the drop zone for this year or for 2022, you can go to www.thedropzone.ca.
Absolutely excellent. Well, of course, we've got to say good luck for this weekend to you, to everybody, anyone getting involved in any capacity, and folks, if they could just go on out there and give a little support and help. Lauren, thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Lauren Squizzata, Development Manager for the GTA, talking to us about Easter Seals Drop Zone event that happens this upcoming Saturday. Please do get involved. And if you're walking by, at least give them a wave. And really thank goodness for the small group of people who have tied together and keep this thing going. And what an event that is. We've asked people, would they like to do the drop? Would you run?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah? You're brave enough?
I think so.
Yeah. I hear it's lots of fun when you're over the wall and heading down.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. We'll take a break. And have you ever heard of Novana? Well, they announced a new initiative. It's really an interesting one that we're going to speak about next year on the program. Hopefully you'll stick around.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.